This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
My Highlander. Does anybody sing about current cars now? I mean, they sing about the old
Cadillacs. That's like the number one car song. Like
it's not a fresh new. Have we come up with any new car songs?
Yeah. I mean, there's like a bunch of rap songs that mention Bugattis and Phaerons and Phantoms and...
Okay. What about... While riding in my Cadillac, much to my surprise.
No, I don't know this song. Is that from
either.
Like 1938?
The Coasters. The Coasters. About 1956 or 57.
We got Larry with us as always. Good morning.
Sing it, Larry. Sing it.
Yeah, do you have a Cadillac song?
That David has.
It's Cadillac karaoke this morning.
My favorite song, though, which we get to play in the going in or out of the breaks is Damn. This traffic jam.
Meow, 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 meow. All right, and I'm Sybil. Hi. You're the Tolos. You're the most important part of the show, and we ask that you contribute at 877-881-1053. You can call us or send us your AutoFlex leasing fan texts. You can also call AutoFlex because they're going to be open at 10 a.m. The numbers are?
Any local area code in the 234-1234. So 469-214-817. And then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, and as always, autoflex.com, where you can see our great specials, our Save Money Monday specials, and they'll be at autoflex.com/1053 for all the Tolos out there.
Ah, easy.
Do we have some good Jeep specials that people need to hold on to for those?
In fact, amazingly enough, if you wanted a 2019 Jeep Cherokee Laredo, you can get it for $339 a month right now at AutoFlex, and that's with no money out of pocket at all when you pick it up, and no payment for 45 days. And, you know, I was looking at a bunch of competitors' ads, and all of them say must have 800-plus score, not at AutoFlex. So give us a call, especially if you're in the market for a Jeep, and save some serious money.
I just have to say, I love these AutoFlex leasing fan texters. We've already got songs being texted. I want y'all to call in and sing it. Cadillac Pimpin'.
Is that UGK?
Slick Black Cadillac by Quiet Riot
in the mid-80s. You are right. Yes. That is a good one.
Good morning,
Blondes
guys.
Blondes in black cars. Anyway, what does anybody sing about their Infiniti these days?
Their Nissan Maxima.
Right. I just want to know. My FJ Cruiser. I have never heard a Jeep song. Is there a Jeep song?
Yeah, there's a Jeep song.
There's Jeep songs.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to be Googling.
Okay.
All right, discuss.
We're going to be talking about leasing.
Discuss.
So there.
So the number one story this week on the lines was that leasing strength continues. And so basically... And it's according to whose statistics you read, but somewhere around 30 to 33% of every new car transaction is now a lease. That's one out of three cars. So that's a huge number when you consider people buy a lot of cars. And so the result of the number of leases that people have been doing, and this has been going on for several years now, is that the prognosticators say, oh, well, there's going to be this massive number of lease returns, and they're going to come out to the market, and they're going to kill the used car market. The values of used pre-owned cars will go down, and it hadn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
Because a lot of people now choose to either lease or purchase, or with AutoFlex, flex buy a pre-owned car. It's perfectly acceptable to have a 1-, 2-, 3-year-old vehicle now for people. When, if you go back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, most people would buy a new car. Very, very few would say, oh, we'll take a pre-owned car instead of a new car. It's as good as. But here's the thing. They've been building good cars for a long time now. The average car ownership length in America is somewhere around 11 and a half years.
That's the average. Time.
It is. So people buy cars and they keep them longer. And the people that lease cars, when those used cars come back onto the market, they become very marketable vehicles for a number of Americans that didn't used to look at pre-owned cars. But it saves you a lot of money. That's one of the big things we push with our FlexBuy, is it saves you that first year depreciation. Mm-hmm. So I was reading a group online last night of car people that talked about change in the car business and should you buy new or used or whatever. And I was really, really amazed at the number of people that are in the car business that now actively market pre-owned cars as an alternative to spending. The average car price is somewhere between $37,000 and $38,000.
Yeah.
And that's really beyond the a budget of an average American. There are a ton of Americans that can't go out and buy a car that's going to cost $37,000.
Well, isn't the poverty level under that amount? I mean, it's like 24,000 something.
Yeah.
So, of course, you wouldn't be able to.
But so, we're paying, here the people who can buy cars, in my opinion, it's not unlike, you know, pharmaceuticals. We are the ones that can pay for the R&D, so we do pay for the R&D.
Mm-hmm.
Those that can buy the $38,000 car are helping to pay for the technology that's moving everything forward.
Got it.
Well, right. And now that is the prime motivator now. People want connectivity, and they want the newest terminology. But you can do that in a 1 or 2 year old car now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go out and bite off a 45 or an 85 or pick up a $75,000 or $90,000 vehicle for a new pickup. You don't have to do that because if you get a 2 year old vehicle, it has a lot of the same connectivity, a lot of the same safety equipment that the newer vehicles have, and you save a ton of money.
You know where I'm getting though with this, the idea of an autonomous car versus riding in an Uber?
What?
That's what I'm trying to say is I'm torn now.
Oh.
Between the two of, well, first of all, the autonomous cars are not going to be as convenient as an Uber for a long time. That mm-hmm. would be, that's so, I don't know if that's my lifetime, our lifetime to see, because they need their own roads. They need their own system. You can't mix them up, I don't think. What do you think? Would you rather, like when it comes to owning a car like that and you want connectivity, truly, if you're just riding in the back of somebody else's car, I mean, once these cars are getting this expensive, who can afford one, really?
Yeah.
Because you use it to go to work and go home.
Run
so there's
errands.
A good 8 to, depending on how your job is, 8 to 12 hours it's sitting, unused.
Yeah.
And then you go home and it's not used all night while you're asleep. So there's peak hours. I'm not sure that it's going to keep. We can still keep owning cars ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text from the 468. I am that average. I'll keep that average growing. Yes, I'm driving my 16-year-old minivan.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if it's still running, that's kind of, you can spend your money on other things.
Right.
If you've got kids going to college or whatever, there's a point where
it's probably paid off.
You hope.
And you know, the thing I wanted to add, David, about leasing going up from a decade ago, I think the stigma of leasing is gone as well. Because there was a time when, like in the early aughts, people thought, oh, you can only lease luxury cars. It can only be a Jaguar or a Lexus.
Right.
Now it's like, no, you can lease a Honda or a Nissan.
And you're absolutely right. Because back in the day, that's exactly what people, well, I thought you would just lease a
fancy car.
No. Depreciation is depreciation.
Right.
And taking the hit or letting somebody else do it. Now, bigger savings on the more expensive car, right?
Okay, so we've done this story before, but now something has actually happened. Washington State troopers have filed a class action lawsuit against Ford Motor Company for their Ford Police Interceptors.
¿Por qué?
Because exhaust fumes in the car.
Remember, we kind of talked about there had been some rattles about that, and now
it's a real deal. So here's the thing. You drive your car, I drive my car, Tammy drives her car, Larry drives his car. You go from point A to point B, you're moving the entire time. Most of the time there's fresh air flowing through the car. Police cars sit in one place with someone sitting inside them with the car idling.
Yep.
And if you're going to have a buildup of exhaust fumes, that's where it's going to be.
So it goes into the car? That's so
it's
bizarre.
It's not supposed to.
Right.
Right.
The battle is between Ford and them about where it's coming from and who's responsible, right?
So far, six plaintiffs have claimed that they suffered headache, nausea, fogging thinking, or flu-like symptoms from driving the vehicle, and one subject has suffered permanent neurological damage, which prevents him from continuing his job as a Washington State police officer. So it is a very serious thing, and all of a sudden, and Ford had said, oh yeah, it's fixed, it's taken care of, it's fine. But evidently, these gentlemen don't think it's fine, and they literally have filed a class action suit against Ford. And this is the police in Washington State. So this is not a frivolous thing. It is not a, oh, it'll get better. These guys are serious.
Yeah, and I bet, I mean, a lot of departments all across the U.S. use that same exact car.
And it is the most common used car in the United States. I saw one on the way here this morning.
Yeah. Did we tell everybody that's the Ford Explorer?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
I'm sure other states will probably glom on because that's going to happen to them too.
Well, given that it's a class action suit, you bet. Yeah.
But Ford is saying that some of the utility vehicles were found to have unsealed holes from the installation of police equipment by third parties after the vehicle was purchased.
Of course they're going to say that.
Well, and that may be
correct.
That may be true.
A combination of things. Who knows?
But here's the deal. If it is true, then steps have to be taken with those third-party vendors to make sure this is not an issue.
Well, they need to test some consumers' vehicles that haven't had equipment added and let them sit and idle.
Duh.
Why hasn't it come up? Oh, because they don't sit and idle, consumers.
Yeah. Well, we need to ask some of those moms that are in the pickup and drop-off lane at school that have Ford Explorers.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex from the 405. This story reminds me of the movie Black Sheep with Chris Farley. The nitrous oxide leaked into the car, and they get pulled over for going 7 miles an hour. Okay, so here's the deal, folks. I want to know that if I've got a guy sitting in a car, and he's got a gun.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's his job to carry that gun. I want to make sure his mind is sharp.
Yes.
And he really understands the situation as it is. I don't want him driving 7 miles an hour and being out of his mind.
Excellent point.
So we need to get this taken care of. Ford needs to, and if it's the aftermarket, if they're right about that, then someone needs to take action immediately to fix it. Because otherwise, you got a bunch of guys with guns. Their heads are swimming.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a good combo.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so the 2019 Audi e-tron is the first vehicle to earn the IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus Award, the first electric vehicle to earn it.
Hey.
Now, it's important because they're the first electric vehicle to earn it. Just so that we put this in perspective, we had exactly no one call Autoflex this last week and say, gosh, I'm dying to drive an electric vehicle.
Right.
So I'm not sure how impactful the news is. It's great. By the way, the reason they got the Safety Pick Plus was because they had the new LED headlights as well. And so that rounded out that and the new quarter overlap crash test that they do for the right and the left fender. It passed both of those with the top award. So it's important that vehicles get that. I'm not sure how important it is that electric vehicles get it if you don't see a lot of them on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's cute.
The e-tron.
Yes.
I'll have to go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page and take a look-see.
You can, in fact. Okay, finally, one last story for the segment. In Minneapolis, they have banned the building of drive-thrus.
How dare you, sir?
Drive-through restaurants, drive-through banks, drive-through anything.
No.
Car wash, drive-through car wash.
Anything. No drive-thrus. Here's why. The car sits, the engine idles, and it continues to put noxious fumes into the atmosphere. And Minneapolis is a very ecologically minded city. So they have now banned any new drive-through from being built within the city. Now, they did this. They grandfathered everything that is there now. So you folks in the Chick-fil-A line, you're safe, right? But anything new, No.
They move that line so fast, though, it hardly counts. Well, what about stoplights?
Yeah.
Well, that's I guess that's going to be a necessary evil, but now I know that a lot of cities set traffic so that it moves smoothly and doesn't have to stop at stoplights except ever so often.
Right.
So they minimize the amount of time that somebody spends sitting idling at a stoplight.
And there is the old trick if you're downtown and you just drive 30 miles an hour, either Fort Worth or Arlington or Dallas, you hit green lights the whole time. Once you hit a green light, if you stay 30 the whole time.
Won't you try that? Let me know.
I've tried it. It works.
Oh.
Yeah. But you have to hit a green light. I mean, if you're on a red, you're not going to get it.
It worked when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to stay the exact same speed limit.
Does anybody work for the city light system and can tell us for 100% sure what speed and where this would all start?
I promise you, you have people that work there.
Oh, yes. Can I mention why I think the Audi e-tron isn't selling so well?
Yeah.
Because it starts around 75,000.
Oh, that's a point.
And it's small. It's very small. So
you have to really, really want to drive one
I mean,
by the way,
you could get a larger luxury vehicle for that money.
On the horizon, in the city of Minneapolis, they are planning on phasing out gas stations as well so that you won't be able to drive an internal combustion engine in Minneapolis unless you buy your gas from an existing station, because there will be no new stations built. That's on the horizon. They haven't done that yet. How about that, guys?
That's crazy. I'm so glad I don't live in Minneapolis.
Autoflex Leasing
for
Fantext.
For so many reasons.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext. What about drive-through beer barns?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, the existing beer barns can exist.
Right.
Just no new beer barns.
What about drive-through pharmacies? Drive-through dry cleaners?
No.
I drive through everything. I'm lazy.
We have our listeners of every kind, I know. Here's one of our listeners. Give Minneapolis back to Canada. We don't need those hippies. Right.
Are they hippies too? Are they kind of like
apparently
Northern California?
A little crunchy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by the Autoflex Leasing Show. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos. 877-881-1053 is our number. Or Autoflex is opening at 10 a.m. and you can reach them at
any local area code. And then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, as a lot of people are. Also, autoflex.com, where you can see our Save Money Monday specials. And you'll be able to see them at autoflex.com/1053. And I want to talk quickly about some Tolos that came in and got their cars from Autoflex last week. Jason Skinner got a 2020 Jeep Gladiator from Bob Harmon. That's an awesome truck. And Ronald Prater got a Dodge Durango from Christian Garner. Nice. So we want to thank those guys for choosing Autoflex for their cars. And they are Tolos, so they're listening to us this morning.
Thanks, Jason and Ronald. 877-881-1053. Speaking of Tolos, Don in Weatherford, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, we were talking about exhaust, and you said you have a comment.
Yeah, I eat every day at a park. I'm just a couple of minutes from my shop. And I usually just open the doors, let the wind blow through, and it's fine. But on these days where it's 90 before you ever get to lunch, I go ahead and close the doors, and I roll the window up on my side and just leave a crack so I have some fresh air. But if the wind's in the wrong direction, I can smell it sucking in the fumes.
Right. And you know
it's
what?
Like right now I'm sitting at the bank with the passenger door closed, the driver's door wide open, but because of the way the wind's blowing, I can't smell the exhaust at all.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just the direction where it's going.
Well, that, and if you crack your back windows and you drive in a lot of vehicles, it'll pull that exhaust back in those back windows according to what settings you have on your fan and your air conditioning.
But could you imagine if all your windows were rolled up and you're sitting there and you're still getting that same?
No, that would be terrible.
What do you drive again?
A Durango? Those cops are probably doing the same thing, having their window cracked a little bit and it's sucking it in.
Right.
Could be, but we'll find out, because it'll all come out in the wash. They'll have experts that'll testify, and they'll do tests, and they'll do all the mandatory things to determine really what the problem is. But they've been having this problem with those cars, and it may be the same thing. They may be cracking the windows, but they've been having these problems for the last 3 or 4 years that I know of, because that's when they came up the first time.
Hmm.
Well, I just want to put my 2 cents worth in.
Thanks for calling,
Don.
Don.
And we do love to hear you Tolo voices. by the way.
You Tolo voices.
Don't be scared to call us.
Yeah.
You can text or call.
If you're in the market for a car, you could consider the new mid-engine 2020 C8 Chevrolet Corvette, because you can get this car, as fantastic as it is, for $59,995. It is under $60,000, which is pretty amazing, given the car and that kind of thing. So I wondered, what do you get for $60,000?
What do you get? I mean, you could get a house, really, or a condo.
A tiny house.
Yeah.
You get a car that drives 194 miles per hour.
That's pretty fast.
So, first of all, let me say, as a disclaimer for the show, you should never do that on anything other than a closed track.
Right.
Right. And I'm sure no one has tried that or will try that.
Right.
But 194 miles an hour.
That's insanity.
It is insanity.
That's too fast for the average anybody.
And if you step up to the Z51, which is going to cost you more, but if you step up to the Z51, you can 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds. Now that will leave you nauseous. That'll upset
correct.
Your stomach.
That's almost like watching a superhero show.
Yeah, it's like G-forces.
Where you see just a streak go across, and all of a sudden the person's on the other side of the room or city or whatever.
Well, if you're standing there and a car goes by you going 194, that is what it looks
That'd
like.
That'd be a time warp. Yeah. I would feel like I was, yeah.
So if you wanted to see that new mid-engine C8 Corvette, you can go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page. And on the Facebook page, there's two or three stories on the C8, and one of them has a number of pictures inside and outside of that vehicle. It's a pretty amazing-looking vehicle. Another one of the stories compares it and the Viper, and it's really sort of amazing. The Viper's a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. I'd pick this
but
Corvette.
The Viper and the Corvette sort of look alike.
Yeah. Does the Corvette have the side pipes you can burn your leg on?
No.
Okay. No. I picked the Corvette.
The Viper, okay, for those unindoctrinated, the Viper was a car body with a steering wheel, four tires, and an engine. They are not luxurious.
Right.
And they are hot, and they are loud, and they are uncomfortable, and they are ungodly fast.
They're race cars. They're not for
Dodge Vipers.
They're not a cool cruise around town, drop the kids off at soccer practice, run through Sonic, and get a cherry limeade car.
Excellent question from one of the Tolos from the 682. Can you get the new Corvette? How do you, being that it's limited and the dealers are marking them up? Okay.
Well, we're not saying it's going to be the cheapest car.
I don't know that I can get one for less than MSRP, but I know I can get one for a flat MSRP because I know several dealers throughout the country that sell them at that price. The one price dealers, and I don't think there's any of them around here, but there's one in Kentucky, there's one in Utah, and we buy cars from all over the country and bring them in. So if you're in the market for a 2020 C8 Corvette, we can get you that car at the MSRP. I don't know that I can get it for any less.
Autoflex lease, oh yeah. I felt like it was appropriate right then.
Did you?
Autoflex Leasing Fantext is a guaranteed trade-in value the same as a residual.
It basically is, but some of the lenders don't actually guarantee it.
Well, and
it's a similar thing. It's just not the same.
Okay, so if it's a residual
it's a
residual value, the terminology means that it's a lease because it's a jazzed up rental contract, basically.
Right.
A guaranteed resale value, like on our FlexBuy,
right?
It's called a guaranteed resale value because it is a loan and the car is in your name. We just calculate it like a lease, so you only pay for the part of the car you're going to use.
So I should have just, they're similar.
They essentially mean the same thing. It's just different verbiage to reflect the same thing because you have two different kinds of contracts. One's a rental contract. One is an actual finance contract where you own the car, but we guarantee the residual value at the end.
Only at the end.
That's one of the other things that's driving.
That is the key.
Yeah, only at the end. That's one of the other things that's driving the, and they call it the residual-based finance business, the flex buy and the lease, is cars have gotten so expensive that it gives you a lot lower payment.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's about $100 a month less just on an average car, which is a lot to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it can be on a luxury vehicle, it can be $300-$500 difference according to the price of the car and the resale on the car.
And there are so many things you don't expose yourself to by not owning it. It's a little bit like renting the apartment. You just have a little more flexibility, because when you buy one and the hailstorm comes through and does its little thing to your hood and deck lid and roof,
you're responsible.
Well, yes, you are, financially, insurance-wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get to the end, when you own that vehicle, you now experience a diminished value from something that was beyond your control,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you want to trade it in or sell it, nobody wants to give you top dollar. They want one that's never had the paint compromised or any dents or dings put in it.
Right.
Right? And even worse, with an accident, right? And you can't control what everybody else is doing. They might hit you.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text from the 214. I had the weirdest dream last night. I dreamed I was a muffler, and I woke up exhausted.
I love you, whoever you are.
That
I'm
is horrible.
All about
That's horrible.
The corny jokes.
I do love me a dad joke.
It's a dad joke?
Yes.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I want to let go. This is from the 214 also. I want to let go of both cars and lease an SUV. Would it make sense to do that if I would have around $10,000 in negative equity?
Yes.
It would, because you're only paying for the part of the car you're going to use. So essentially, you'll still have to carry that $10,000, but your monthly payment will be less to carry it in a lease than it would be in a purchase.
And we would be able to find a vehicle that has a substantial rebate and a great program to help ease that. So you're not rolling $10,000 on top of an MSRP car.
Yeah, because we're going to find a car. There are cars right now, there's 19s that have $12,000, $13,000 back.
So
that would bury that 10 rather nicely for
then
you.
Then you only have to insure one car. You only have to worry about tires and oil changes on one car. And
well, and the other thing is, once that car is, the lease is done, you're out of your negative equity.
Mm-hmm.
You're even at the end of the lease. So it's a good way to retire it. Autoflex Leasing Fantex does Autoflex lease Teslas. We leased did a flex buy, actually, on a Tesla 2 weeks ago.
Cool.
Yep.
A pre-owned Tesla is a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Just FYI.
If you can get one that's 1 or 2 years old, and it is a huge deal.
And then mm-hmm. we put it in a flex buy. Because truly, do you really want to own that car? We don't know what the long-term ramifications are of those batteries.
Right.
Which is why people don't go out and buy them in droves.
Right. How long do you keep your iPhone?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those batteries have cobalt in them. Do your research. It's not that clean.
Okay, so for people that have owned Jeep Wranglers, they are familiar with this. Also, some four-wheel drive pickup trucks, the people are familiar with this. It's called the death wobble. And it means that while you're driving, you hit a chug hole, you hit a bump, you hit something, and the front wheels wobble back and forth. And nobody's been killed for sure by this. And nobody has, you know, it's been unproven until now. And Jeep now says they have figured out what causes the death wobble in their Jeep Wranglers, and they figured out a way to cure it.
Good.
Well, it's a big thing. There is a steering damper which has to be replaced in order to cure this. And if you are a Wrangler JL owner, Jeep will contact you, and your local dealer will be able to repair this wobble situation very, very shortly. And it's been around for years. I've talked to people about Jeep's wobble, like death wobble, the crazy wobble. I've talked to them about it for years, and nobody's really ever acknowledged that it happens. But now Jeep has said, yep, it happens, and we figured out a cure. So if you've got a new JL, contact your local Jeep dealer, find out when the parts will be in. They'll be glad to bring it in and fix it for you at no charge.
And thankfully, this is one of those situations where they got out in front of it. I mean, as David mentioned, as far as it's been reported, no deaths or major injuries or anything like that. It wasn't something like Dieselgate or Tesla's catching on fire. You know, it's been actually
or the Ford exploding manageable tires.
Yeah, or Camry gas.
Great question. Hey, David, this is from the 469. Hey, David, I have 7 months left on my lease with you guys. I want to keep the car. Should I refinance now or wait until the lease contract ends? So the money that you paid at the first of the lease all went to interest. The money that you pay at the end of the lease all goes to buy down the balance of the car. There is still some interest included 7 months out that you would have to pay if you pay the car off early. If there is no other reason to pay the car off early, wait until the end and pay off the residual value of the car, because that way you would spend the least of your money on the vehicle. And now, you have the use of the vehicle during that term.
And on a new car on the lease, you're buying it from the bank. So there's actually a sales tax transaction. On the flex buy, it's already in your name. So what we're doing is a totally different program, but it operates and performs just like the lease, all the same great benefits, except when you want to keep it at the end.
No taxes.
But that only works for a pre-owned vehicle. Even if it's a current year pre-owned, but it can't be brand new for a flex buy.
Well, let's explain really quickly, too, why. The title's in your name in a flex buy. It's in a bank's name in the lease. Yeah. So if you buy the car at the end of the lease, mm-hmm. they actually have to transfer the title into your name. Anytime a title transfers, the state taxes it.
Right.
Sure. Well, you got to get that road money.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked a little bit about self-driving cars. This last week, UPS came out with this story. They have been delivering cargo in self-driving trucks for months now, and no one knew it. Trucks driving between Phoenix, Arizona, and Tucson, Arizona, have been carrying freight for UPS, and there's a guy sitting behind the wheel, but he's not touching anything. And the trucks drive themselves, and we've talked about this. This is probably the first application you'll see of self-driving vehicles, but they've been doing it for months now, and nobody knows it. Here's the kicker.
I would so fall asleep if that was my job.
No, you can multitask. You'd be busy like arranging your packages for the next drop-off and all that stuff.
I thought you were supposed to be keeping your eyes on things.
I don't know. They'd make you work, I feel like.
Or watching the internet on your phone.
You can do that.
See, okay. Exactly why.
So it's a work partnership between TrueSimple and UPS. And they have begun doing it already. And shortly, they are going to be running from Dallas to Phoenix, which is a 1,000-mile trip.
Whoa.
Much longer. And it's going to be self-driving trucks. It just makes sense. Truck starts from point A, drives down one lane of the highway, gets off, goes to point B. If you have to, you can have a driver jump in the truck right there, back it into a stall, unload the truck, load it back up with stuff. Back on the road again, point A to point B, one lane. It just makes sense.
So there won't be a driver in there just in case?
There is a driver in there just in case. But eventually, there won't be a driver.
All I can think about is like maximum overdrive and roadkill.
Here's the reason why. If you eliminate the driver, it cuts shipping costs about 30%.
Well, yeah, you're cutting someone's salary.
Exactly.
But how do you get your package out of the vehicle?
You have people that unload it, or you have robots that unload it.
And when you get to that facility, a human probably finishes backing it into the bay, right? Did you already tell them that?
Yeah, it could be that.
Wow. Yep. This is so futuristic, y'all. So futuristic.
I don't know.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, I am Sybil. You are the Tolos. 877-881-1053 is our number. Or you can reach AutoFlex. They're open at 10 o'clock at
any local area code. And then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're interested in the AutoFlex special deals, the Flex Buys, you can see those at autoflex.com/1053. And if you wanted to really, really save some serious money on a car, that is a good way to do it. How about a 2019 Jeep Compass, a Trailhawk for $369 a month? Less money? A 2019 Toyota Corolla LE, $249 per month. Or how about a 2018 Nissan Versa SV, only $209 a month. Everything from there all the way to a 2019 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250, $469 a month, all with no money out of pocket, all with no payment for 45 days. And again, I mentioned it earlier, that's a crazy deal on a 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited for $339 a month. if you're in the market for a Jeep, that is amazingly inexpensive.
Also, people who did go to AutoFlex gave y'all a shout, a couple of Tolos.
That's right. Shannon Lindsay got a new Mitsubishi Outlander from Kyle Clemenson. Shannon, we appreciate your business. We know you're a Tolo. We know you're listening. And Georgia Johnson got a Honda CR-V from Reggie Franklin this last week. All Tolos, all listeners, thank you so much for being a Tolo, and thank you so much for choosing AutoFlex.
Yeah, thanks, Shannon and Georgia. 877-881-1053 is the number. Christopher in Denton, hello.
Hey, how are y'all this morning?
Great.
So I don't have much to offer other than just a good dad joke.
We love us a dad joke.
All right, so if Apple were to ever make a car, would it have windows?
Thanks, buddy.
Nice one, Christopher.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, see you, pal.
He's definitely invited to my cocktail parties.
Yeah, I might use that later. Never know. All right, David, let's talk about a bullet vehicle.
Well, really quickly, there was an iconic 1968 Ford Mustang in a show called Bullet. It was a Steve McQueen show, movie. He played a detective, and the car was key because it has maybe one of the best chase scenes of any movie ever made. It's between that and French Connection, basically. So, if you're interested, the 1968 Ford Mustang, the actual bullet that was in the movie, will come up for auction this next week. You can read the story at AutoFlex.com's Facebook page.
Perfect.
So, and another thing that's coming up or that's currently going on right now is Pebble Beach. If you wanted to see the most outstanding cars in North America, you would go to Pebble Beach to see the Pebble Beach Auto, the Pebble Beach Concours Auto Show. It's going on right now in Northern California, and it's got everything from Alfa Romeos, old ones, new ones, Bentleys, Bugattis, Koenigseggs, Lamborghinis, McLarens, and then every classic vehicle that was ever built all right there in one place. Wow. It is an amazing car show.
Could you play golf?
No. No. No one plays while the car show is going on.
Oh.
Okay, so if you're interested in videos, there is a video on the AutoFlex Facebook site that shows a guy walking across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't think that was really weird, except he went through the back seat of the car parked in front of the car with a dash cam. So you watch this guy walk across the street, open the back door on the left-hand side, crawl through the seat, open the back door on the right-hand side, and walk on.
Maybe he did a quick sweep.
Well, here's the deal. It was a Lexus RX that had pulled up in the crosswalk.
Ah.
So he just walked right through the car. AutoFlex.com's Facebook page. You can see the video there. It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. So he was doing it just so he could be inside that type of car?
He was doing it so he could get across the street.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody knows if he was maybe punishing them for being in the crosswalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Social comment.
You know, or if he was on a dare and his buddies were filming it.
There you go.
Knew it would go viral.
Very possible.
Okay, back to AutoFlex's Facebook page because you got to see this one if you want to appreciate it. Pictures and videos. There is a Chevrolet Malibu that had been parked for a while with a window down. And Southern Yellow Jackets have built a massive, massive nest that covers most of the dashboard and almost all of the passenger front seat and back seat and everything in between, one big Yellow Jacket nest.
Oh my gosh.
So there's a guy named Jude, and his job is he is a beekeeper and an exterminator. And so they called him and they said, hey, we've got this bees hive in our car. Well, he gets out there and it's not a beehive. It's a gigantic yellow, and yellow jackets are vicious.
It's a jacket hole.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And he did three videos, and we've got them at AutoFlex's Facebook page. The first video shows the size of the nest, which is pretty darn amazing. The second video shows him all dressed up in a beekeeper suit and puncturing the nest so he can see just how many Yellow Jackets are in it, which is crazy. And then the third video shows him taking like a mannequin's head and placing it on a stick outside the car, And these yellow jackets swarm and sting and sting and sting.
Wow.
He said that the venom was so thick you could smell it.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, if you're thinking about, if you have a car that's parked anywhere, you might want to go look and make sure the windows are uptight on it.
Yeah. And if he could smell it through his big giant beekeeper hat, like, yeah. I mean, that would be really strong.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah, I'm going to go watch that video.
Okay, finally, this is unbelievable. There was a motorist in Washington State. You know how they have those areas on the side of the highway that says pull off here for emergency?
Yeah.
Right. He was pulled off there for emergencies.
Yeah, he probably had an emergency.
He did. He had 8 telephones going at the same time and was playing Pokemon Go on all 8 phones simultaneously. And he'd been sitting there for a while.
How could you even do that?
I don't know. But the police officer, first of all, he walks up and this guy's got 8 phones going at once playing Pokemon Go.
How do you hold 8 phones?
And oh, you have to see.
He had a thing built for him.
Yeah, well, he had a piece of like a foam thing where he'd cut
phone holes.
Just a spot out. Yes.
Phone holes.
And he had them all. It's almost like he looked like, hey, you want to buy a phone?
You know, he had all these on display.
And they weren't all the same brand of phone either. Different sizes, different.
That's insane.
So is there money to be made in this game or something? Or is that just an obsessed? I'm thinking he's really like an Uber Lyft driver because he was near the airport hanging out waiting for a call. That's what I think.
Could be.
I mean, at least he was pulled over.
I
guess, you know, he was pulled over in an emergency lane, which you don't need to be.
It's like, just funny.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's somebody crazy about the game.
A couple of days ago, I was approaching the airport in Newark, New Jersey, and there are like 50 cars pulled on the shoulder of the road, and I couldn't figure out. And so I asked my Uber driver, and he goes, oh, those are Uber drivers waiting for someone to page them.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. The police officer explained to him that he could not sit in an emergency area playing Pokemon Go. He couldn't really write him a ticket, and the guy drove off.
Well, good. I mean, at least he learned his lesson, hopefully.
Hopefully. But 8 Pokemon Goes at the same time.
I can't imagine 8 of anything at once. That's too much of anything.
Okay, so... okay, so this weekend... There are a lot of people that are still have not gone out and done their obligatory back to school purchase for a car.
Right.
And a lot of them don't do it because they don't like the process. They don't want to deal with multiple people. They don't want to go sit in a finance office. They just want to get a car. Maybe it's the car for the kid. Maybe they're giving the kid their car. Mm-hmm. They're getting a new car. Give us a call at Autoflex because we can take all of that. If you want, maybe 3 cars side by side, drive them all, see which one works for you or works for the kiddo, and you only deal with one person the whole time. So we take all of the stress and the worry out. If you want to buy an extended warranty, fine. If you don't, fine. If you want to, you know, you'll just deal with one person, and they'll deal with you very transparently, I think, is a good way to put that. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is give one of the officers a call, tell them what you're trying to achieve, and we'll help you do it.
I love it. Makes it super, super easy.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Did the guy tell the beekeeper, hey, Jude, don't be afraid?
We're chock full of the dad jokes today.
I love it.
Yeah, it is fun, though. back to, we have an Autoflex Leasing Fan Text that's addressing the self-driving UPS cars and how they're about to have one that goes from Phoenix to Dallas. That's 1,000 miles. And eventually they won't have drivers behind the wheels. They'll just have a robot. He says, how does that work when you get into the required way stations?
I would imagine that they're programmed for that. I mean, if you can program it to drive from Phoenix to Dallas,
yeah,
you could program it to drive in a way station at mile so-and-so. And it would automatically know to do that. Those trucks have LIDAR, by the way. That's one of the things. They actually have 2 LIDARs on each truck, plus a radar, plus a satellite geosensing. So they can see their surroundings. They are satellite-centered, so they know where they are on the road. And I would think it would be very easy to program in, pull off into a way station. The other thing is, there's a safety guy. Mm-hmm. And if you needed to, he could pull off into a way station.
Yeah. But, or I would also think that, Excuse me. At some point, they're going to have all automated vehicles for cargo. So then there's going to be just one guy's job is just to get with all the different cargo people.
The weigh stations are to make sure that all of the cargo that was loaded on the vehicle is still on the vehicle on its way. If you have a fully automated truck, it's not stopping so someone can offload a freight in between. It's going from point A to point B.
Makes sense. All right. Well, we're about out of time, but if we didn't have a chance to get to your AutoFlex Leasing fan text, you can call them. They will open in 5 minutes. Any local area code, 234-1234 or autoflex.com. And if you click on the Facebook page, you can follow along with all the stories we talked about. Watch the funny beekeeper video and all that good stuff. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. I believe Fan Jam is coming up next, Larry? He gave me the thumbs up, so that means yes. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. Thank you to Larry. And most of all, thanks to you guys. Turn it on, leave it on. We love you for listening. We'll be back next weekend. It's a Saturday morning test drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.